The FIFA World Cup in June, it will be known as Los Angeles Stadium for the Cup due to FIFA rules about naming rights. And now let's take a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From the Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
So far, it looks like that 15 southbound side at the 10 is still a little tough. I mean, here's the thing. They were able to at least clear up some of the cars involved in this crash, but there was also this debris that got left into the roadway. Part of the reason things are a mess. You know, we don't oftentimes talk about the 73 because, I mean, it's very quiet. Not a lot of people use it. But in the case on the 73 north at about Jamboree Road, there is a report now that there is police activity. So because of that, we want to mention it for everybody. 405 southbound side at the 22. I don't have the details. I just know that we have some kind of stall. A fire is being reported on the 405 freeway, the southbound side, right at about Brookhurst Street. So, yes, that will definitely slow your roll. Let me just see what else is happening. Oh, I think this is a busy spot heading into the heart of downtown. 101 North at Alameda. They're trying to decide whether or not this crash is sitting in the express lanes or the regular lanes. The first report was express lanes. Either way, it's here and it's enough that everybody's starting to slow down just a little bit. This report is sponsored by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. The ocean delights us as playful otters restore coastal kelp forests. The ocean teaches us how our everyday choices impact even the deepest places. The ocean connects us. Take action at MontereyBayAquarium.org/connects. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the low 70s today in Whittier. Burbank, a high of 72. And right now, it is 55 in Hollywood.
KIIS-FM, Los Angeles. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Every single morning.
The best morning show.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
iHeartRadio.
Guaranteed human.
So long, untouched. Bone dry, not a plant can grow. About time I get back on my horse to the rodeo. Now I'm at the prospect convention. My friends walking your friend's direction. Said Sabrina, don't you know Devin? And I was like, huh. When did you get hard all of a sudden? I cook you up and out all day. I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's. Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man. Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine you has risen. Big wave coming, I need a minute.
Wait, I need a minute. Okay, here it comes.
It's Kiss FM. Seacrest with you, about to pay your bill. Getting into Ryan's Roses at 7:40. And Chewy Martinez is live in Pasadena with free gas next. Let's find out what he's up to.
High dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life. Fight fear for the selfish pain. It was worth it every time. Hold still right before we crash, cause we both know how this ends. A clock ticks till it breaks your glass and I drown.
Thanks for listening to us. It is Thursday. Clouds this morning and sunshine later. We're looking at the mid-70s. Now, Chewy Martinez is out live in Pasadena. He's showing up at gas stations and buying gas. Chewy, where are you this morning, brother?
What's up, Ryan? I'm over here in Dina on Lake and the 210 freeway at the mobile station. And I got my primo right here, Angel. Angel, somebody wants to say what's that?
What's up, Ryan?
Angel, how are we looking this morning? How you doing, buddy?
We looking good, man. What's up with you?
I appreciate that. We're buying your gas. Chewy right there is going to take care of a full tank of gas for you, Angel.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
What are you driving?
Honda Pilot. My wife's Honda Pilot. She's going to be happy.
Yeah, when you show up, you're going to show up with a full tank of gas. That's it.
There's nothing more sexy than your husband filling up your tank of gas for your car.
Wait, that's hot
when you get married?
Oh, that's hot.
That's hot?
Yes. It's exciting.
Man. It's nothing but doom.
It's thoughtful. It is thoughtful. And you didn't have to buy it? Up. Oh, even better.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. We're in the clouds right now. We're flying high.
I love it. Angel, thank you so much for listening to Kiss FM. You take good care, bro.
Thank you. Good looking out.
Hey, Chewy. I'm just thinking here. You were so gracious and kind to do one day of free gas, and we love it so much. Thanks for getting up early every day for the last week or so doing this with us.
It's all good, bro. This is family right here. I love you guys, and I'm always down for you and the whole show, man. We could do this all year, baby.
Love it. I really do. And you got to meet Chewy. He's the sweetest guy. All right, so you're in Pasadena at that station now. What's the move after this?
We're gonna hang out here for a little bit. Might go okay. down the road to another station, but, yo, I got gas. I got your credit card. We're ready.
Okay, keep us posted. Chewy Martinez live in Pasadena. An angel showing up. He's going to go back home with a free tank of gas for wifey. How about that? Cash that in, Angel. Do not leverage that for some points, bro. 818, are you there? I'm paying a bill next.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
Hey there. This is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
Take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog.
We are looking for Miguel Castro of San Fernando. Call us back, Miguel, 800-520-1027 at KISS FM. We are paying your bill.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISS FM.
A red, white, car, shut my Playboy mouth. Oh, oh, oh. How'd I turn my shirt inside out?
Inside out.
Get it in them, no sitting, who you kidding? It's fitting that they call Mr. Carter now. Dance got hotter now. Check what I got a 1-2 step with no Sierra. Soldier salutes with no Viagra. Sorry, Viagra, I'm north of Niagara Falls. The rude boys chilling on the wall. But the gal, I'm getting it, sweating on the floor. Some throw money, some dance till they soak. Some like you, everybody like Gaga. You don't believe me, ask your baby father. If you ain't dancing, you ain't saying nada. Two left feet can't boogie to beat. But I do it like I was born in the disco. E.O. to Frisco.
Yo, everybody dance.
It's this kind of debris that can really damage your vehicle. 405 northbound side of Devonshire Street. They're calling for a large metal pipes rolling in and out of the carpool lane. So it's something that we're going to watch for everybody. Still trying to wrap up that crash on the 101 northbound side at Alameda. So far, it looks like things are still going to be a little touch and go. No surprise. No, that's one of those busy spots. 405 south at Golden West. So they are in the process of stopping lanes so they could clear the crash with at least three cars out of those middle lanes. So we know things will start to be pretty slow starting off that 22 split and then stays heavy with that on again, off again slowing as you continue farther and deeper in towards HB. Everything now in the final stages, 91 westbound side at Surface Club. This report is sponsored by Paint Care. Households and businesses can recycle leftover paint at more than 800 drop-off sites in California. Quantities of 100 plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today. Santa Monica, a high of 69. Nice inland as well. Redlands, a high of 72. And right now it is 55 in Hollywood.
Yes. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
LA starts the day with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. Like, he makes me laugh. Like, I connect with him, you know?
On 102.7
Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside. Feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I tried your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you? It feels insane, right? I'll take the same flight.
Yeah. book, make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boost. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl like Bennett. Met a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same?
Stateside, Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson. So I kind of get this, but some colleges are going from four-year programs to 3 years to graduate.
Woohoo!
And we'll get into why, and why didn't happen for us.
Yeah.
Joe cracked the door. Got it.
On a 2.7. 97.7 KISS FM. Seacrest here. I cannot believe Chewy's out buying gas in Pasadena. And Sisney says it is sexy when your husband fills up your tank of gas.
It is.
My definition of sexy is going to change so much.
It's more like thoughtful, which then makes you think about them, which makes you feel grateful for them. And then you're like, when they get home from work, you're like, thank you so much for filling up my tank today. I was not expecting that.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to look forward to that becoming that.
Any day I don't want to have to go and pump my own gas, it's a win. I don't like to pump gas. Ew.
All right. Something to look forward to. Something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Now, so I dropped out of college. I'll tell you that if you didn't know. Went to University of Georgia for a year, and I dropped out because I wanted to move out here to pursue all this stuff in Los Angeles. So I moved out at 19. That was not what you did. If you got into college, if you're lucky enough to do it and get there, then you stayed. Then the next day after college graduation, you got married. Then the next day, you had kids. Okay, I was like, that's not my program. That's not my program.
Never like that.
By the way,
like
I use you as an example all the time. That you don't necessarily need to go to college to be successful.
Thank you. But it is a good thing if you can go to college. And they're making it a little bit more bite-sized. So the talk is going from 4 to 3 years. And a lot of colleges are doing this. The idea is to help reduce dropout rates and the expenses of college.
For
sure. But how many are following this lead now, Sisney?
Apparently nearly 60 colleges across the U.S. are either already doing this or seriously considering it. Right here close to home, Loma Linda University is already offering 3-year bachelor's degrees, which I'm here for. If you can finish earlier and be done with it and get out, fantastic. You get your credits, you streamline it. But I was the opposite. It took me 5 years to graduate because I was having too much fun at San Diego State.
Now, see, I could not get through really 9 months of a 1 year without being distracted by what I wanted to do. Yeah. I just wanted to work.
Right.
I didn't want to learn to work. I wanted to work, you know? Now, I also wonder, is this a product of short attention span? Everything is truncated. Everything is faster. 3 years is a big commitment.
And it probably depends on what major you pick, too, because of technology now, like AI. Like, you're probably learning at a much faster speed than you were, say, 15, 20 years ago.
I just think that if you know AI, you know AI. You don't even need 3 years. It's like, if you've got that kind of a brain, you've got that kind of a brain. You know it in 6 months, and you could teach the teacher, right?
Imagine.
All right. 3 years. Who's for it? Loma Linda, let's go. Sold out. Bruno Mars tickets on deck. That's the next thing we'll do, and it goes right into Ryan's Roses.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Just why?
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, look, here's the good news. 215 southbound side right at Baseline Road. That's where we had a crash. Most of that activity is to the shoulder, but we're watching it for everybody because we know that can be one of those busy spots. 15 northbound side, the connector road to the 10 east. I don't have any other details except for that this is some kind of hit and split crash. Our friends who are traveling the 5 southbound side about Jamboree Road is another crash involving a driver who fled the scene. Got to stay there, okay, and make sure all the paperwork is done. And then you discuss whose fault it was, that kind of thing. 405 south at Golden West. Now, that crash already cleared as well, but I'm still looking at some, I'd say, some fairly slow conditions. Let me see what's happening. Okay, the harbor stretch of the 110. 110 south at El Segundo Boulevard. Oh, this wreck with three cars now sitting in the left lane. And so, yeah, it's a little tough. And this is a very busy intersection, so I want to make sure you know that there is a stall, okay, that's still blocking the left lane of the intersection La Cienega Boulevard at Slauson Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A little overcast right now throughout parts of SoCal, but then beautiful today. Partly cloudy skies. Anaheim, if you're heading to Disney, a high of 72. West Covina, a high of 73. And right now, it's 56 in Hollywood.
All right, Sissany, thank you. So Ryan's Roses is coming up. If you got to get out of the car, make sure you jump on our iHeartRadio app not to miss a beat of that. Now, caller 102. It is your sold-out Bruno Mars shot. 800-520-1027. Right now, call me SoFi Stadium. Then, it is Ryan's Roses.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Be the girl of your dreams.
Are y'all ready for a Ryan's Roses as a public service to find out what's happening in your relationship? If you can't get to the bottom of an issue, as a last resort, we'll make the call for you. Actually, in Pasadena, where Chewy is. That's where the Ryan's Roses starts. Next to Kiss. Here's Doja Cat.
They gon' be ready, mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures of me in a pose. It's alright to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes even open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
They throwing a book at me. I'm looking at 80 miles per hour cause my jewelry. I'm cooking some collard greens. I ain't got no room for these. Then I got surgery cause of scrutiny. But he like my before and after pictures. He cool with these. I took off the wig and put some loose on my new 4C. I put on the wig and take it off as I will please. I look like my family. I don't need to brag. You sag. Yeah, she got some. Can't avoid the pap. Can't even avoid the cash. Yeah, you beautiful, baby, but you got more than that. You wanted to, but now you walking around like you one in a million. He looking at me like he wants some beautiful children.
If there wasn't girl number four, they gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures of me in a pose. It's alright to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes even open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous. So Christian and the Boutons, and now she got contacts but no close friends, and she lasered all that hair off, and she thank God for that M scope. She wanna be chic when it's inspired by Heron. Ah, there you go with that smile again. She stay in school but she more privy to college. In oh, now you unbotched again. You oughta cut off all them kids, they toxic friend. Ah, you getting showered in compliments, huh? You feeling power but not within. They got their nose up judging me, but ain't all of them real. So if they wasn't grilling, if they wasn't grilling before, they gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures of me in the pose. It's a crime to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes even open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Thanks for gathering with us. I'm going to jump into the Ryan's Roses we've been talking about. Rebecca in Pasadena has reached out, and she says, we got in his car to go to dinner, and the Maps app displayed the most recent addresses, and it was a hotel. He had an excuse, but I don't buy it. All right, Rebecca, what did you see in the maps?
Okay, well, I guess, first off, things have not been like great with us lately. We've been bickering constantly, and like he rolls his eyes at me daily, literally daily.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I think we need a date night. You know, that sounded like something that would help us out. So we got in the car. It was his car, and I see on the map screen, on the map thing, there's an address for a hotel. And I just flipped out. I lost it. And I was like, give me your phone. Let me see your phone. I was freaking out. And he let me see it. And I didn't find anything. But I just do not believe him.
I understand. If things are not going right, maybe you are already feeling this. Then you see that now. it doesn't add up. Did he have an excuse about it?
Yeah, he said that he had met a client there for a business lunch, and it's just not one of those kind of hotels. And like,
what kind of
hotel
yeah, is it?
It's the Best Western, and there's a restaurant next door. But why wouldn't he put the address for the restaurant instead of the hotel?
Yeah,
you know, I can tell when he's lying, and he is lying.
Well, hold on for 1 second. We're going to try and find out why he was at the Best Western. What time of day was he at the Best Western?
Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't say all the details on the map screen, but, I mean, I think it was, like, two-ish. I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. Let's try and call him. Roses.
My spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lip stain on the wind. Peace is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I might don't.
Kiss. It's Ryan's Roses. So Rebecca, she says she and her husband, they've been having some tension anyway. Then she finds in his Maps app that he was at a Best Western the other day at 2 p.m. And when asked about it, he said, I was there for a business meeting. Had coffee at the restaurant.
So random.
But he was at the Best Western. She says, you just told us, Rebecca, that you can tell when your husband's lying. So you think he's lying. You want to find out why was he at the hotel in the middle of the day and who was he with? So I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then his name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
We are going to call him right now and try and find out what is up as a public service to you. And a last resort, because you asked him already and he just gave you an excuse. So be very quiet while we try and find out, okay? Here we go.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Peter?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Callie. I'm calling from Beautiful Blooms in Pasadena. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. You know, we deliver here locally and surrounding areas, and we're offering a free promotion today. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you like.
Really? They're totally free?
Yeah, absolutely free. Yep. I don't need any sort of subscription, credit card info, nothing like that from you. We just hope that you like our arrangements and come back as a customer one day.
Okay, let me get this straight. So I give you my name and address, and you send someone roses for free. And what do you get out of it?
So we actually would send the roses to whoever you want to send them to. So do you have anybody in mind? We can start with the name and a note.
Okay. Yeah, might be a good idea, actually. You send them to Allison, 20156 Roscoe Boulevard.
Okay, and what would you like to put on the note?
Just put, thank you for understanding, trust me, you'll find someone much better than me.
Thank you for understanding. Trust me, you'll find someone much better than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peter, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I have your wife, Rebecca, on the line. What's going on with you and Allison?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know who this is, but I don't have time for games.
Well, your wife is on the line listening to this.
Is it Allison Barnes? That's Allison Barnes, isn't it?
Don't do this now.
Who's Allison Barnes? What is going on, Rebecca? Do you know who this woman is?
I do. It's a woman that he works with who he told. They've had feelings for each other for two years ago, something or other, and I was told that she gets transferred to a completely different branch.
She did. She 100% did.
But what are you saying? Thanks for understanding. Trust me, you'll find much better than me. What did she find in you that could be better with somebody else?
That you kept in touch with her this whole time.
Well, for professional reasons at first.
Peter, are you having an affair with Allison? You know, are you having an affair with this woman? Did you go to the Best Western Hotel the other day in the afternoon with her?
It was for a business meeting. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, there's a restaurant in the hotel. Like, it's not. I was letting her down easy. You know, she can do better than me.
What? That started 2 years ago. You're breaking up with her?
You broke up with her? You broke up with her at Best Western. What are you doing?
Why are we doing this?
Okay, guys, I'm starting to not understand. Peter, you're having an affair with Allison. This is your coworker. It's been going on for a while. So why are you doing this? What's up? What's up with you and your wife? What's going on?
I think we need to talk about this off of whatever this is.
All right.
You broke up with somebody who was a liar and a cheater, and you're lying and cheating on me. I don't know. Whatever.
He's been doing it for a long time, it sounds like, Rebecca. I can't get any more information from him, but clearly you were right. He's had a relationship with Allison. I mean, he was trying to be sensitive enough to let her down easy. Clearly, there is an emotional connection with the two. I'm going to let you both go and talk. Yeah. Thank you for reaching out, Rebecca.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, bye-bye. I mean, he's right about one thing. She can find someone better than him.
Definitely.
For sure. That was correct. That was the truth coming out of his mouth.
So can Rebecca.
It's called Ryan's Roses. Thursdays, Mondays, here. To get to the bottom of it on 102.7 Kiss FM.
We'll be right back. got a huge old house, I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you go want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, I want you there, yeah.
From my garden, can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I be